Hey, what's up, fighters? I want to talk about why I love selling. Why I love selling. It's super simple. Couple reasons here why I love it. First and foremost, I get to solve problems. Because that's what selling is. It's building a relationship and it's solving a problem for somebody. And man, I love when I'm able to help somebody solve a problem that they have. No matter what that problem is, if I'm selling my thing or my service and it can help somebody solve a problem, that makes me feel good. That makes my ego feel good. It makes me feel like I'm having an impact in the world. Okay. The other huge reason that I love to sell is that I get to write my own ticket. I'm the only thing keeping a lid on my income and growth. Because when you learn to become a true sales expert and meet people's needs and connect with them, the sky is the limit in the amount of money you could buy. My first sales job, my first real sales job, I actually sold windows, replacement windows. And I made my first call that I went out on, I made like $4,000 in commission. Like I did the math when I got back out to my truck. And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I can make $4,000 this fast. It took me like a whole month to make that before in my old job, before I really understood what the potential was with selling. So listen, I know so many people say, oh, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not a salesperson. You know, I don't like to sell. I don't want to be slimy and all this other stuff. If you're a slimy salesperson, then you shouldn't love selling. But if you're genuinely connecting with people, you are helping them figure out whether or not you can help them solve their problem, then you should absolutely love selling. Listen, sales is all around us. You're selling in everything that you do. You want to, you know, make your point with your spouse. You got to sell them. All right. You got to convince your kids, your teenagers not to be a knucklehead. It involves sales. Every relationship. I mean, heck, as a high school football coach, I'm selling my team all the time on the effort and the work that they need to put in the weight room and the classroom and all those things in order to be successful. Guys, I love the challenge of selling. I love it. And I want you to look at selling in a different light. Don't look at it as something like this drudgery, you know, this terrible thing that you have to do with this necessary evil. It is not a necessary evil. Are there terrible, unethical salespeople in the world? Absolutely. Just like there are in any industry. But the majority of salespeople want to help. They want to help people solve problems. And they enjoy the fact that they get to write the amount in that check they make each month if they truly commit to the craft of becoming an amazing salesperson. All right. So guys, change your mindset about selling. You're doing a good thing for the world. The world needs more salespeople that are solving problems in the right ways for people. And what I also mean by that, to close this out, is if you're not a good fit for somebody, then you tell them that too. Okay. Selling is not just, I got to do whatever it takes to get the deal and all this other stuff. If you're genuinely not a good fit for somebody, then don't work with them. Okay. But that's what's so good and rewarding about the sales process when it's done right, is that you can truly know that you're only working with people that are a good fit for you and your business. All right. And speaking of that, if you want to up your skills as a salesperson, check out ContractorSalesAcademy.com. Got dozens and dozens of contractors from various trades in the group. We got home builders and electricians and painters and landscapers and water feature peeps, carpet guys, hardwood guys are all in there learning how to be better salespeople, and they're recapturing their time, getting a ton of time back, making more money, enjoying the grind, enjoying the process, because each day they're putting in the work to get a little bit better as a salesperson. And as you know from an earlier episode, we talked about that your number one mission is to learn how to sell and to be amazing at it. All right. So with that, Travis, bring in the guitars. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great day and change your mindset. Learn to love to sell. Talk to you next time.